This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 402 for Friday, May 19th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower on Friday to go along with mixed prices for comparable oils. There will be no canola trading on Monday due to the Victoria Day holiday. Chicago soy oil was steady while Malaysian palm oil was higher and European rapeseed was lower. Crude oil also showed some weakness despite optimism that the United States government will reach a deal to raise its debt ceiling. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The July canola contract was down $5.50 per ton at $697.40, while the November canola contract was down $6.60 per ton at $669.40. In the U.S., corn was slightly lower, while soybeans and wheat both took tumbles. Black Sea ship inspections resumed on Thursday with the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul authorizing three new grain vessels to travel to the ports of Odessa and Chornomorsk. This is the first new shipping activity on the body of water since Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations extended the Black Sea Grain Initiative by 60 days on Wednesday. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange kept its estimate for Argentine corn production steady at 36 million tons, while also rating the crop at 4% good to excellent and 55% poor to very poor. By comparison, the International Grain Council's estimate is 42.8 million tons. The average cash ethanol price went up 2 to 9 U.S. cents per gallon over the past week, ranging from $2.30 to $2.45, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly ethanol report. The July corn contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.55. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut its production estimate for Argentine soybeans by another 1.5 million tons to 21 million, with 69% of the harvest completed. The crop was rated at 4% good to excellent and 56% poor to very poor. By comparison, the USDA predicted 27 million tons, the IGC estimated 23 million, and the Rosario Grain Exchange guessed 21.5 million. Chinese Dalian soybean prices dropped 51 yuan over the past week, the equivalent of approximately 20 U.S. cents per bushel, to 4,055 yuan per ton, or $15.75 U.S. per bushel. The July soybean contract was down 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.07. Canadian wheat exports during the past week totaled 372,500 tons, raising the marketing year's export total to 15.98 million. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council's tour of Kansas wrapped up on Thursday with a final average yield of 30 bushels per acre, with production slated for 178 million bushels. If realized, it would be the smallest crop in Kansas since 1957. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.05. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 33 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.24. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 24 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.05. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, May 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti. Have a great long weekend.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.